This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Lynn City Councilor-at-Large Brian Lapierre. Brian, good to be seeing you and good talking with you.
Hi, Bill. It's great to be with you again.
Brian, it is already election time here in the city of Lynn, and re-election for you. You won your first term as City Councilor-at-Large 2 years ago. Election's coming up. Primary day on the 12th of September. General election in November. But as I understand it, there's really no primary for Councilor-at-Large this year.
Well, that's correct, Bill. You know, we will have a primary. There are eight candidates. All eight will go through to the November final, where it will be shaved down to four, as you know. And there's one open seat there with Councilor and State Rep Cahill not seeking re-election. So we will have a new Councilor-at-Large come November, at least one. And, yeah, we're out and about. Campaign has begun in earnest. You'll see lawn signs throughout the city of Lynn now. And here we go into Labor Day with a lot of excitement and energy.
I suppose the dynamic of this November election could be different because there is going to be a very invigorating mayor's race in the city.
Yeah, I mean, I think those two folks, Tommy McGee and Mayor Kennedy, are really going to have a spirited campaign down the stretch. They're both well-liked, well-known, and that's going to increase turnout for the at-large folks. We're really sensitive to, at least my campaign, about who we touch, who we get to, go after those folks who normally vote, but you may have to dig a little bit deeper and find the folks who are casually voting and coming out for that mayor's race as well, and then down-ballot races too, like us.
The other real race, though, in the primary, as I understand it, Brian, is just in Ward 2. There is a real primary race for Ward 2 councilor.
Exactly. So the mayor is okay, Councilor-at-Large and school committee races, but you have four challenges for the open Bill Trahant seat over in Ward 2. So those four, I think it's Gina O'Toole, Rick Staubid, Peter Grocki, and Chris McGrain, will be vying in the top two from September 12th, will be nominated, and they'll go on to the final election in November.
And again, it also appears to me there are other ward races that look like there are some challengers there, even though there's not a primary. Is that right, Brian, or am I wrong on that?
No, you're absolutely right, Bill. So there are at least two folks running in places like Ward 1 and Ward 3. Also in Ward 5 has a contested election. So there are different wards with challenges that will be, into the November. They'll both make it through September. But you're absolutely right. There are contested ward races this year.
Well, Brian, one of the big notes, I think, in the city of Lynn in the last month or so or through the summer is the market basket is finally open in Lynn. We've been waiting and waiting and waiting for the market basket. By the way, the property looks great and so on. And the big grand opening was this last weekend.
Yes, I was thrilled to help cut that ribbon with RDT last Saturday. It was a terrific event for the city of Lynn. A real brand spanking new, clean establishment. Market basket does everything well. I cut the ribbon in the morning. I went back with my family shopping in the afternoon. I had a great experience, shopping experience. As you know, there's been infrastructure improvements around that with the Eggabout, over $2 million of market basket investing in landscaping and that roundabout and a lot of road surface ways and things for access. And it's gone really well in its first week, and we're anticipating it being a real juggernaut for the city of Lynn. Over 400 local hires, 86% of those folks who are going to be working at Market Basket are Lynn residents. So that was part of the community benefits agreement we made with them. And this has been about a 6-year project in the making. So we're thrilled to have them and welcome them to the city of Lynn.
Yeah, that whole piece of land has really just changed a lot and looks, and even the adjacent property, I think, is being used. It looks a little different. I've noticed that's going by in the last few days.
Yes, and I think there'll be more, because of the anchor of Market Basket and the name and notoriety that goes along with it, I think you're going to see an uptick in the Spencer and Water Hill neighborhood down there. So we are really excited, and as I said, it's a wonderful, wonderful shopping experience.
We could put a Dunkin' Donuts in there, Brian, right? What do you? We could definitely. Why not? We right there. Be a great spot for
I don't one. See many of those closing around Lynn, Bill, so that's as good as any. But there was talk, actually, of trying to move the Westland Post Office from Western Avenue over there as a little a newer, sort of a fresh look. And I don't know what else might emerge, but it would be nice. As you know, Market Basket is equipped with one of those cafes. So they have their own brand of coffee and their own pastries and muffins and things. So it's a really nice place for seniors to, get together and gather and read the paper and kill a morning. So very, very impressive establishment.
All right, let's just jump on what's the name? Let's just jump on the road here, and we'll head to the ocean here. And I understand there's some news lately about the seawall at Seaport Landing.
Yeah, so the North Harbor site, as you know, the old Beacon Chevrolet, we refer to it as, there was a collaborative effort and a successful one of obtaining a $1 million grant. And that $1 million was appropriated from the Seawall Council that deals with Seaport Landing. And it's going to enable us, through the work of the mayor, the state delegation, Jim Cowdell, Paul Crowley, Karen Polito, our lieutenant governor, it's going to enable us to be able to put the boardwalk and have that extend from the current Heritage State Park, which is Seaport Landing, all the way down to where is the ferry terminal and that new Blossom Street extension. So we're going to have boardwalk, we're going to have access, we're going to protect the seawall, and we're going to do very well by way of those new apartments that will be built in 2018. So it's an exciting time. It's a $1 million grant, largest grant we've had in the city in quite a long time, and we're excited about the opportunity to rebuild and rebrand with residential and with some commercial along that Seaport Landing, what we're calling the North Harbor, or formerly known as the Beacon Chevrolet site.
Yeah. The speaking of the ferry, there was a story in the item this past week or a week or so ago about Governor Baker kind of a little change of heart, I think, in his thoughts on the ferry, and that it's not off the table for renewal for the coming this next year. I guess it all ends in September for this year with a rented boat. But anyway, it's back on the table, and it's still a possibility in the future, which I think a lot of proponents of this are quite happy.
Absolutely. I was thrilled to see that article and Governor's quotes. I think they quoted him when he was here at the Market Basket opening. And as it should be, you know, it is for the season. We were lucky to obtain some funding this summer for it from the state. It will run through September 22nd. You know, everyone who goes on the ferry bill has a positive experience. They get on, they get off. It's a one trip daily right now, but you got to get on by 7:45 in the morning and you're home, leaving Boston around 5:45 in the evening. So you touch land in Lynn around 6:15 at night. But the experience is a wonderful one. It does unclog some of that commute time in the car going down 1A and into Boston. So we're thrilled that he's reconsidering, and that, you know, based on ridership and how we've done again this season, and with the help of Congressman Moulton, of course, securing that new ferry with millions of dollars from the federal government to be able to purchase our own water boat, we feel optimistic, at least cautiously optimistic, that we can maybe secure and keep this alternative transport running for another come next spring into the summer. So it's very exciting.
Story in the paper today that Michael Berry, the city solicitor, is going to retire, but not right away, I guess. But what does that mean? Because that impacts the city council, correct?
Right. So Solicitor Barry's been on the job 37-plus years. He is looking to retire in early 2018. I think he talked about February 14th being Valentine's Day and his potential date of retirement. And that is, you're absolutely right, it's a city council appointment, the city solicitor, very similar to the city clerk, what we did in December, last December. So this is going to be, there will be candidates emerging, I'm sure. We'll have a process. It does run through my personnel subcommittee of the Lynn City Council. It is a council vote. So, you know, there'll be a posting, there'll be applicants, I'm sure. But Mike Berry has done a great job over the years as city solicitor. And I'm hearing the name of George Markopoulos to fit that bill, because he's the second in command, so to speak. George has been with us in the city hall for a number of years. But we don't want to count our eggs before they hatch. There will be a new council voting on that. It's an early 2018 appointment. We know we'll have at least a Ward 2 councilor emerging, and then we'll have at least one councilor at large as well. So it will be up to the new council in January to look at that and over the winter in early 18. But yes, it was big news. It hit the local paper today, and away we go with that. So it's a major appointment for the council, and we'll do our due diligence on that and come up with something in 18.
We're talking with Brian LaPierre, city councilor at large, city of Lynn. Brian, when you think of Lynn these days, one of the elements of the city that's kind of standing out is the Lynn Auditorium with all the shows that are going on there. A lot of a lot of big names and other names as well. I'm just kidding here. But anyway, I mean, I guess I have just a general question for you. So how is the Lynn Auditorium doing?
So, you know, Lynn Auditorium is doing very well in booking a lot of events. I'm going myself in mid-September. I'm going to see Sal Valinetti from the America's Got Talent fame, a great voice. We're also going to see The Price is Right in October. So every time I go down for one of the events, there's thousands of people, Bill, in the downtown area. And what they do, you know, the acts and the booking and the fees, it's expensive. And the tickets are moderately priced compared to Boston. Of course, you have free parking. And what really makes the Lynn Auditorium a success is the businesses around it that are supported, like April's and R.F. O'Sullivan's and Rossetti's and D'Amici's and Brothers Deli and the Blue Ox, of course. And all of these businesses, they will tell you that they experience a real big uptick anytime there's a Friday or Saturday night event in the Lynn Auditorium. So that's been very popular. I know Gladys Knight is coming to town. I know Keith Sweat from the 90s, an R&B artist, is coming to town, as well as Michael McDonald. So we're getting some good acts into October and November, and I would encourage folks to go and check those out at Lynn Auditorium and on the website, because there are good, reasonably priced shows to see great entertainment at a good value in downtown Lynn. It's terrific.
What about the Pips? Are they coming with Gladys Knight, or is it Gladys Knight?
You know, Gladys and the Pips, I think we just could afford Gladys as a solo artist this time around. We couldn't afford the Pips.
The Pips will be performing in Saugus somewhere, I think, maybe.
And Teresa Caputo's coming, too, which my mom loves, the Long Island Medium from these shows. I think it's A&E or TLC. So you can even get your mind read, Bill, in November by Teresa. So.
That's good. That would be a big search for her to read my mind. Might take her a while to find out. Okay, now last thing. Since we're talking about the downtown, and
sure.
I think we were kind of. I remember the last time we talked, there were a bunch of different things happening in the downtown. And you do go downtown, you do see a couple of these really nice little storefront, either coffee shops, quote unquote, or sandwich shops or whatever around. I'm thinking of Monroe Street right now.
Right.
But anyway, what's the latest in downtown development is kind of a closeout question for you, Brian.
Sure. Well, as you know, the cafes are doing well. Land of a Thousand Hills on Monroe and White Rose Coffee House on Central. I mentioned the Brew on the Grid coming with Pie and Pint. That's in the Vault Building on Central Ave, the old Security National. And they're renting apartments at market rate. They're doing really well. But I'd also end with the success of Beyond Walls. There are a dozen murals throughout downtown Lynn. People are visiting since, August. We had a real big festival in downtown Lynn. Thousands of people came to the downtown to view these murals. We're lighting up the downtown. That's on its way with neon lighting. It's going to be more safe. It's going to be more convenient. Going to brighten things up a bit. So we love that Beyond Walls program. It's getting, at least statewide recognition on a lot of the news outlets and so forth. And I would also add that we're trying to clean up Lynn. You know, we made a very concentrated effort around Boston Street in the downtown. Make it cleaner, make it safer, and take some pride in your community. So that's sort of the things we've been working on all summer long. And we go into this election feeling really great about, the city of Lynn and its potential.
And I know cleaning up was one of your priorities as a candidate 2 years ago. And I know Channel 5, I think, ran a story last night on the murals, Thursday night on their local news regarding the murals in downtown. Brian, anything else you want to share with us?
No, I just in closing, just ask for folks' support. I am number one on the ballot on Tuesday, September 12th. It's the primary election, and you get to vote for up to four councilor at lodges. And I look forward to serving the city of Lynn and the city that I love.
Okay. Brian LaPierre with us here on Councilor at Large, City of Lynn, and I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.